Good afternoon. A sunny, dry start to the day has led to an increasing cloud cover as a cold front continues to approach from western and central New York. There's not a lot of moisture associated with this front, but it could trigger a shower, especially in northernmost New York and Vermont through the middle of the afternoon. The rest of the region will just have an outside risk of a passing shower, otherwise mostly cloudy skies until the front passes through. Then behind the front will dry things out even more, with the clouds diminishing, leading to mostly sunny skies by the end of the day, and this will allow temperatures to reach into the upper 70s to around 80. This will set us up for a nice dry and clear night on Friday night, and temperatures will be back down into the 50s. A good-looking start to the holiday weekend with high pressure in control. We'll look for mostly sunny skies on Saturday. It'll be dry and pleasant with highs in the lower to mid-70s. A low-pressure wave will work its way down the Ohio Valley toward Pittsburgh and move off to the south of Long Island over the remainder of the holiday weekend. Right now, it looks like clouds will gradually increase on Sunday, and there is the risk of a few showers by the end of the day, especially in the western Adirondacks, Mohawk Valley, and western Catskills. The remainder of the region will see rain move in overnight Sunday night, and most of us could have a showery day on Monday for Labor Day. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy, and highs will remain in the lower 70s. We'll go back to a mix of sun and clouds and warmer temperatures on Tuesday in the lower 80s before the next front brings a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday. Behind that front, even cooler air will arrive on Thursday. Despite mostly sunny skies, highs will struggle to reach to about 70. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Hurricane Dorian will continue to track east of the Bahamas over the warm, favorable waters of the western Atlantic Ocean. Conditions will be favorable for further strengthening, and Dorian is expected to become a major hurricane. It's too soon to determine exact locations for impacts, but there continues to be an increasing threat for dangerous storm surge, hurricane-force winds, and heavy rain for the northern Bahamas and east coast of Florida by early next week. Meanwhile, a stationary front draped from the mid-Mississippi Valley through the Central Plains will be the focus for heavy rain through Saturday as a series of thunderstorm complexes move through the region. Multi-day rainfall totals of 1 to 3 inches possible over eastern portions of Kansas and Oklahoma and into central Missouri, and the Weather Prediction Center highlights this region within slight risks for both flash flooding and excessive rainfall for the next couple of days. Elsewhere, tropical moisture over Florida and the southeast in advance of Dorian will bring daily chances for showers and thunderstorms into the weekend, with locally heavy rain possible, especially for southern Florida. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine and breezy with highs in the mid-70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low, 58, the record high, 98, set in 1953, and the record low, 38, in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:33 p.m., 13 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with the risk of a passing shower today and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds with the risk of a passing shower today and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with the risk of a passing shower today and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds with the risk of a passing shower today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds with the risk of a passing shower today and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, dry and pleasant, lower to mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds, then clouds thickening late Sunday with a chance of showers by the end of the day, lower 70s. A good chance of showers on Monday for Labor Day, otherwise mostly cloudy in the lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds back into the lower 80s on Tuesday, lower 80s with a chance of showers and thunderstorms Wednesday, and mostly sunny and cooler with highs near 70 on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.